We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the Battleground America podcast. I'm your host, Tara Servatius. Let's dive right in to the biggest story today. You're thinking, the debate? No, that's the second biggest story today. No, the biggest story today is this absolute stunner. As I lay this out for you, I want you to take one thing away from it. If I accomplish nothing else with this podcast, I want you to become aware every day, all the time, of how manipulated the world you live in is. Americans are the most manipulated people on the face of the earth by our media and by the fact that we're completely surrounded by it all the time. People in this country have entire belief systems based on information they've taken in about the world around them. But that information is flawed. It's full of lies. And so their entire belief systems are corrupted because they've been built and based upon a reality that simply doesn't exist. This goes on virtually every day. One of the biggest pieces of that reality politically for this country has been 3.5 years of being told by the leaders. And this is why it's stuck and sunk so well by the leaders of our intelligence agents that Trump was treasonous. Yes, Brennan actually used the word treason. That Trump had to be battled because he was under the sway of Russia. We found out something absolutely staggering on Tuesday when the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, disclosed that it was all a lie. Here's what he told Congress: that Hillary Clinton's campaign had approved a plan on July 26, 2016, quote, to vilify Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services in the election, unquote. Knowing full well this wasn't true. Russian intelligence learned of Hillary's plan. And so John Brennan, then the head of the CIA, goes to Obama, President Barack Obama, and other top U.S. national security officials and briefs them on two things. One, that Hillary has a plan to whip up a fake scandal involving interference with Russians and Trump's cooperation and coordination with them, and the fact that the Russian government has intercepted this scandal and knows about it. So at this point, everybody knows this is fake. It gets better. CIA Director John Brennan wrote it in his own handwriting. Hillary had whipped up this fake scandal. She was going to blame the Russians and try to tar Trump with it as a way to win the election. Because remember, she came up with this on July 26, 2016. They decided to do this. So this was an election strategy. So Brennan goes and warns Obama about it. They all know it's fake, and they know the Russians know it's coming, and that the Russians know it's fake. Wrap your mind around that. Because all of this is before the FBI decides to join Hillary in launching Crossfire Hurricane. Oh, speaking of Crossfire Hurricane, the guy who launched that, Peter Strzok, knew too. He knew it came from Hillary. He knew the Russia collusion hoax was fake, and he knew the Russians knew it was fake. This is what was briefed to Congress by John Ratcliffe. This is stunning stuff. This is far worse than what we knew and learned last week. When we knew, and we've learned this over the last year, year and a half, that they had launched this investigation with no predicate and no evidence. That is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. But what we didn't know was whether they knew it was fake or not, or whether they were just, you know, kind of hoping it was true, hoping to find something. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt. We have it in John Brennan's handwriting. They knew it was fake. That moves this from an exploratory investigation that violated the Fourth Amendment and Trump's rights to a coup. They knew there was no crime. This is like if somebody didn't like me politically here in South Carolina where I live, and the police chief knows I didn't rob a bank, but he decides, he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't rob a bank, but he decides to investigate me for it anyway, to get warrants that he has to lie to a court of law to get in order to surveil me in hopes of getting something, all to please Her Highness Hillary Clinton, who wanted Trump framed. They all knew. Peter Strzok knew. John Brennan knew. Barack Obama knew. I'm sure Joe knew. It's nowhere in the news today. It's on Fox News, but nowhere else. They want to send the American people to the polls blind, deaf, and dumb. So they're blacking out this story. Now, keep in mind, remember who they used to frame Trump, who the sole source was on the Steele dossier. Remember who that was? An actual Russian agent, the only one we've run into in this entire process. A Russian agent the FBI had spent 2 years investigating, and who the FBI called, quote, a threat to national security, unquote. Yep. So they used the Russian agent who had connections to the Kremlin, Russian intelligence, and the Russian embassy, who they'd been watching as their sole source. But see, that wouldn't fly with the FISA court. So they lied to the FISA court. That's perjury. It's a felony. They signed a line that said that they had verified all of their allegations under penalty of perjury. Well, it's worse than that. Not only did they not verify, they lied to the court. As a result, Trump would be forced to turn over a million pages of documents in response to their warrants and subpoenas. They are still inside Trump Tower to this day. Remember, the Mueller investigation might have been officially closed down, but it never ended. It was moved to the Southern District of New York, where they used the hook of the information they'd already, now we know, illegally gotten to continue to get more warrants and more information to dig for purposes only of political research and to make Hillary happy into Trump's businesses. It's still going on today. Folks, this is political persecution. We would recognize it if it was coming out of China or Russia. Yet incredibly, the Federalist writes, there is no evidence the FBI ever investigated the Clinton campaign's documented use of Russian agents and intelligence assets to interfere in the 2016 U.S. election, raising questions of whether the top federal law enforcement agency may have itself interfered in the election by using its powers to arbitrarily target the campaign of the outgoing administration's political enemy. Wow. They're still doing it today, folks. What? No. FISA court dropped their study on a Friday night, what, 3-4 weeks ago now? Yeah, 16,000 searches by the FBI and FBI contractors of the NSA database. Want to know how many of them were legal? Seven. Seven out of over 16,000. They needed a court order for the rest. They didn't bother. Folks, they are using that NSA database as a political research tool and ultimately a tool of political terror. Let's think for a moment about the foreign policy implications of this, because nobody's really hit on how terrifying this is. Do you realize that Barack Obama, as a retaliation for alleged Russian meddling that we now know didn't happen? See, that's the thing. If we knew Hillary planned all of this and that she planned it as a lie against Trump in July of 2016, the Russians couldn't have meddled. We knew the whole thing was a lie. But then we know that, too, from CrowdStrike. Remember CrowdStrike? Remember the FBI never saw the DNC server. CrowdStrike, a contractor hired by the Democrat National Committee, they were the only ones who saw the server. Do you remember they testified behind closed doors to Congress and admitted they had never seen proof that the Russians or anyone hacked the server? And in fact, they'd never seen proof that the server was hacked. They just supposed the server must have been hacked. And in supposing it must have been hacked, since they had no proof of that, they then supposed it must be Russians because it kind of looked like their signature, even though they can't prove there was a hacking. In other words, folks, let me round this out for you. There was no election interference by the Russians. It didn't happen. None of it happened. Now, let's think about this for a minute. In retaliation, I started this a minute ago, Obama did what? For the interference, he sent tanks to the Russian border to menace Russia, a nuclear-armed superpower, something that could have pushed us to the brink of war, especially since we now know that Russia knew it was fake, knew Hillary had come up with it, knew our intelligence agencies knew there was no aggression from Russia, that it was purely political. And Obama, knowing all of this, potentially risked Americans' lives, potentially risked dragging us into a war to put those tanks and troops, which are still there, by the way, on the Russian border, right there to menace them. Can you imagine if Russia put tanks on the Mexican border? Can you even imagine? We'd take it as an act of war. They have been incredibly understanding. And Obama knew it was fake. He literally doesn't care about war or human life. That's how depraved these people are. They launched Crossfire Hurricane knowing full well it was what Hillary wanted, a frame job that would destroy our relationship with Russia and put us at risk of, I don't know, war? Escalation? It leaves me speechless. And here's the thing. We've been told by Bill Barr, who won't prosecute, at least not before the election, that there's so much more. My God, what else did they do? And what else will they feel free to do in this election and future elections if Biden wins and they aren't stopped? We'll never get their boot off our neck. We will continue to see IRS-style persecution of people who have wrong think in this country. That's what will happen. Now, put this together with their access to the NSA database. We know they broke the law over 15,000 times last year, illegally searching it. And we also know from a report out this week that they allowed their contractors to illegally search it, too, without getting the proper warrants in order to be able to do it. And they don't care. They have done this every year since at least 2015. Remember what Maxine Waters told us? The Democrats have a database that's unlike anything we have seen in life. And it has everything on everybody.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in mm-hmm. ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place.
This is what she meant. The FBI has it, and they continue to break the law thousands of times a year using it to spy on Americans. And we now know from this case that when the Democrats ask, in this case, Hillary Clinton, hey, I need that guy Trump framed. Yeah, I think I'm going to use Russian collusion against him as an election strategy. The FBI doesn't just jump. They ask, how high and how illegal do you want us to go? And for 4 years, they haven't paid a price. Coming up next, we'll dive into the debate. There's a lot going on there that doesn't meet the eye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, the clearest message that came out of that debate was delivered directly to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And it was this. In a Joe Biden presidency, Democrats are so terrified to even use the words law and order that there will be no stopping the mob in the street. In fact, Joe's only reaction will be to deny they even exist. It really was kind of terrifying contemplating a Joe Biden win when you look at what he could not be pushed to by Trump in terms of at least giving not law enforcement even a nod or an acknowledgement, law and order a nod or acknowledgement. Listen to this. It was probably Trump's best set of exchanges, and it told Antifa everything they need to know. Remember when folks thought if Barack Obama was elected, race relations would get much better, right? Because we would have elected a black president, but they got tremendously worse. Same thing is going to happen with this street violence by anarchists and Black Lives Matter. It's going to be like when Obama won and everyone thought race relations would get better. The violence will get worse. They had that spelled out for them at this debate. When Joe Biden couldn't bring himself to laud police or condemn anarchists or Black Lives Matter's violence.
He has no law enforcement.
That's not
support,
true.
Almost
that's
nothing.
Not, that, look.
Oh, really? Who do you have? Name one group that supports you. Name one group that came out and supported you. Go
look,
ahead.
Look,
think. We have time.
We don't have time to do anything.
No, think
about it.
Name one law enforcement group. That came
I think,
out and
I think, gentlemen, I think I'm going to take back the moderator's role, and I want to get to another subject.
And then this.
Almost every law enforcement group in the United States. I don't think you have any law enforcement. You can't even say the word law enforcement, because if you say those words, you're going to lose all of your radical left supporters. They've got you wrapped around their finger, Joe, to a point where you don't want to say anything about law and order.
And if that didn't make it clear enough to the street mob, this did.
Protests in many cities that have turned violent. In Portland, Oregon, especially, we had more than 100 straight days of protests, which I think you would agree, you talk about peaceful protests. Many of those turned into riots. Mr. Vice President, you say that people who commit crimes should be held accountable. The question I have, though, is as the Democratic nominee, and earlier tonight you said that you are the Democratic Party right now, have you ever called the Democratic mayor of Portland or the Democratic governor of Oregon and said, hey, you got to stop this, bring in the National Guard, do whatever it takes, but you'd stop the days and months of violence in Portland?
I don't hold public office now. I am a former vice president. I've made it clear. I've made it clear in my public statements that the violence should be prosecuted. It should be prosecuted. And anyone who commits it.
But you've never called for the people, the leader. Excuse me, sir. You have never called for the leaders in Portland and in Oregon to call and bring in the National Guard and knock off 100 days of riots.
They can, in fact, take care of it if he just stay out of the way. Look here.
Oh, really?
Here,
oh, really?
Here's the thing.
I sent in the U.S. Marshal to get the killer of a young man in the middle of the street, and they shot him. And for 3 days,
President Trump,
Portland wouldn't do anything. I had to send in the U.S. Marshals. They took care of business.
Go ahead, sir.
And by the way.
Did you catch that? He's the self-proclaimed leader of the Democrat Party. That was his job. It doesn't matter if he holds office. He was to call them and say, look, knock the violence off. We don't stand for this as a party. But he did not. That speaks volumes to the violent street mob. They get it. But what was Trump's real goal? You got to understand something about the math of this election. If you go back and listen to the first Battleground podcast, I lay that out. The high water mark for Democrat votes was 70 million set back in 2008 for Obama. There are 70 million people in this country willing to vote Democrat. They haven't hit it again. The best they've done is 65 million. Problem is, the best we've done is with Trump, 63 million. They were all in the right place, thank God. So we still lost the popular vote, but won the Electoral College. So we've got a numbers problem. There's simply less of us than there are of them. If they hit that 70 million high watermark, it's going to be hard for Trump to win. I hate to break that to you, but it is. It's simple math. So the best, the thing Trump wants to do here more than any other thing is dissuade Biden's voters from showing up. He wants to bust down that 70 million number. And he did a brilliant and masterful job of it, creating doubt. He caused Joe to deny his base, not once, not twice, but three times. Kind of sounds biblical, doesn't it? First, it was the Green New Deal. Joe laid out the Green New Deal, all the pieces of it at the debate as he's explaining his environmental policy, then shockingly turned around and denied he was for the Green New Deal. It was completely bizarre. If we had an honest meeting, they'd have pointed out. Here's the exchange.
The Green New Deal and the idea of what your environmental change will do.
The Green New Deal will pay for itself as we move forward. We're not going to build plants that, in fact, are great polluting plants.
So do you support the Green New Deal?
Pardon me?
Do you support
that? No, I don't support the Green New Deal.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, that's a big statement.
I support
that means you just lost the radical left.
I support the Biden plan that I put forward.
Okay.
The Biden plan, which is different than what he calls the radical Green New Deal.
All right, gentlemen.
One problem. As he spoke those words on his own campaign site, it said he supports the Green New Deal. Quote, Biden believes the Green New Deal is a crucial framework for meeting the climate challenges we face. It powerfully captures two basic truths, which are at the core of his plan. The United States urgently needs to embrace greater ambition on an epic scale, blah, 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 blah. He supports it. It's right there on his website. Well, radical Democrat leftist Senator Ed Markey freaked when he heard that because he knew what it was. That was going to come as shock to Biden's base. So Markey jumped in right away to assure us all, in particular the left-wing base, that Joe Biden was lying. He didn't use the word lying. What he said was, the progressive left is with Joe Biden and we will pass a Green New Deal. In other words, don't worry. Yes, she's just saying that, but we'll be fine. We're going to get it passed. Trump also forced Biden to deny socialism. Not a big thing for normal Americans, but it is for Biden's base. Keep in mind, Biden was not even allowed to write his own platform. He had to have Bernie Sanders' name on his platform to make it palatable to them. That's why it's called the Biden-Sanders platform. Bernie Sanders, in the second line of his Wikipedia entry, declares himself a Democrat socialist. If you renounce socialism, that'll hurt you with a part of Biden's base, and he needs them all. But that's exactly what Trump forced Biden to do.
Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is me. I am the Democratic Party right now.
You just lost the left.
See that? See, Trump probably can get to 65 million votes. There's probably a couple million Republican leaders didn't vote for Trump last time because of all the never Trumpiness and stuff going on, right? Joe Biden, we know, can get to 70 million if they're voting against. So you got to create doubt in the Biden camp among the Bernie brothers. This is just the guy who went for the credit card companies. This is just old Joe. He's not one of us. We're not voting for Trump, but we're not showing up. That's was Trump saying. You could hear it in that clip. This is a pure turnout contest at this point. There aren't many undecided voters left in this, right? There are some, but there aren't many. This is purely about depressing your opponent's turnout and trying to boost your own. So we'll stay tuned for the next debate. Thanks for tuning in to today's Battleground America podcast.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.